welcome to our prelude episode of I Am Basics. I am Dr. Eric Acker, the host of this podcast. In this episode, I want to give a brief overview of the upcoming podcast that we are publishing. But first, a quick disclaimer that this podcast is meant for medical professionals and is not meant for medical advice. And any of the views and opinions stated are that of our own and not of our institution. So that disclaimer is all out of the way. I did want to introduce myself and then some of the other hosts you'll see along the way. As of this recording, I am a PGY2 resident physician in an internal medicine residency program in North Carolina. Very shortly, I will be a PGY3, and then I will also be a chief resident with a focus on didactics in the upcoming academic year. I am very much interested in cardiology with a plan to apply into the fellowship cycle this upcoming year into cardiology fellowships with some extended interest into electrophysiology. I have done other podcasts and been working on other podcast projects that I will just quickly mention. I, in the past, have done Med Family, which is a podcast hosted by myself and my wife, where we talk about raising a family through medical school and into the residency and what that entails. More recently, I have started a podcast project with Dr. Frank Lodisotto, our program director here at the program. And we are working with Rebel EM on a Rebel Crit podcast talking about critical care topics. And then on a personal, as you might have caught on there, I am married to my wife, Karen, and we have 6 kids that we have been raising through this medical school process and now residency. The other host that will frequently make appearances on this episode is Dr. Tark. Dr. Tark comes to us from Cairo, Egypt. He is a great resident. While he may be a PGY2 this year, he has done multiple years out in Egypt, is a great resource and exceptional teacher in our program, and oftentimes gets mistaken for even higher PGY year. But he is particularly interested in critical care. He does have some special interest in cardiology. I believe he is planning to apply into the fellowship cycle this upcoming year as well. Additionally, he is also a chief resident in our program. He is going to be a didactic chief as well. So he'll be helping me, and or rather I will be helping him in making our program's didactics better. The other resident I wanted to mention is Dr. Michael Bass. He is our DO doctor. He is a PGY2 as well in our program and also going to be a chief. He is a chief of our clinical residents and clinical aspects of our residency program. He is from North Carolina. I think he mentions that he's a squash farmer. He is very much a kind of a salt of the earth kind of guy, a special place in his heart for the rural communities, but is also very much interested in critical care with a plan to apply into the fellowship process this next cycle as well. There are going to be other residents that pop in, and I will try to introduce them more as those episodes come up. This is basically the host that you have. I just wanted to give the listener an idea of who they are listening to. However, this podcast really is not about us as persons ourselves, and more about the topics that we will be talking about. We intend to provide a wide range of topics that we think that PGY1s and medical students will likely encounter in their medical careers, especially in their clerkship rotations and their intern year. Most of the topics are going to be internal medicine topics, but we will touch on other specialty topics as well, such as cardiology or critical care, as we find that we are very much adjacent to these specialties and encounter them pretty frequently, especially since we definitely encountered a lot of these topics ourselves on our rotations. And then I don't know if these will necessarily be totally applicable to our family medicine residency friends, but they have similar tracks as well, so I think there will be a lot of crossover and a lot of benefit to them as well. Overall, the goal here is to give the listener a starting point with a lot of these topics. Most of the topics will follow a general format, and that format is presentation, workup, treatment and management, and then the pearls and pitfalls that you should consider when managing this particular topic and these patients. Oftentimes, we are going to be speaking from the experiences that we have seen and done, but we do generally review the guidelines and recommendations prior to hitting the record button. If we do not explicitly say so in the episode, we will try to provide citations for where we're getting that information from, and then if we will provide those citations in the episode's description. So be on the lookout for that. I do want to circle back that and re-emphasize that we are not professional podcasters. And as far as I can tell, there's really probably no money in this for us. But we do want to do a really good job. We do want to teach, and we do want to provide each learner and listener an opportunity to improve patient care where they are at. We're trying to distill the information into a short amount of time, an episode, so that it can be listened to and absorbed in a quick drive to work. But in that spirit, I do want the listener to know that we are also learning as well. We will continue to work on our format, our delivery, and make adjustments to the show as we go along. The first few episodes you're going to listen to, you're going to find out that we're just trying to get our feet under us, try to figure out how to do this podcast and how to interact with each other in an audio format. So please try to bear with us a little bit as we try to figure this all out and smooth out the rough edges. Again, none of us are getting paid for this, and I do want to provide a good product and take a lot of effort to make the audio sound as good as I can. I am essentially the host, the lowly audio engineer, and the IT person, on top of juggling all the other duties and responsibilities I mentioned before, such as the chief resident, the senior resident in the program, and then, of course, most importantly, being a father and husband to my family. So, I hope you do enjoy our podcast and learn a lot from these episodes. We definitely put a lot of effort into it. A few episodes should be published in the first few weeks, and we'll try to release them on a more weekly or sometimes twice monthly basis. I do not have a formal website or social media presence at this time, but in the future episodes, I think we'll probably end up incorporating that as a way for you, the listener, and the audience to interact with us and for us to provide announcement and updates on our episodes and releases. And of course, I have to circle back to this disclaimer again. We are a podcast meant for medical and healthcare professionals. We will express views and opinions, and that should not be representative of our institution. And then again, this shouldn't be directly meant for medical advice in your particular situations. But we would hope you do, again, enjoy these episodes. Please leave a review and share with your friends and other colleagues so that hopefully we can reach more people and provide further education. Of course, the comment section and the feedback is greatly appreciated. That's a good way to get us information on where we can do better, how we can improve, and what we're doing right. Most of the time, Apple Podcasts is a great way to leave that feedback and let us know how we are doing. I hope you have a good rest of your day.